Let's give just one more clap offering to God for what he's done in these sisters' lives. Their words are going to be much more powerful than mine. Let's pray together, please. Father, we want to thank you for today and just this time that we can share. You are so good, you are so faithful, and you continue to lead us in our lives. Father, we ask that as we continue to worship you, that you would speak unto us now. I pray that you would speak through your word and that our lives and our hearts will be fully open to you. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Gloria, why don't you bring it a little bit higher. If you have a Bible, please turn with me to Acts chapter 2, verses 36 to 41.
请把圣经打开，我们来看《使徒行传》第二章三十六节到四十一节。
Acts 2:36-41。
《使徒行传》第二章三十六节到四十一节。
And as we have some baptizing to do, I will preach quickly and very short.
因为我们待会儿有受浸典礼，所以我的信息会很简短。
If you don't have a Bible, you can follow on the screen behind me.
如果你没有圣经，那就请看屏幕英文版的。
This is the word of God. It says, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know with certainty that God has made this Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Messiah." When they heard this, they came under deep conviction, and they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what must we do?" "Repent," Peter said to them, "and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins." And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And with many other words, he testified and strongly urged them, saying, "Be saved from this corrupt generation." So those who accepted his message were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 people were added to them.
使徒行传第二章三十六节到四十一节。故此，以色列全家当确实的知道。你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其他的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行？”彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦免，必须领受这所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人。”就是主我们神所招来的。彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说：“你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。”于是领受他的话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3,000人。
For the past several weeks, our English ministry has been in a new sermon series I've entitled "Back to the Basics."
在过去的几个星期中，我们英文组的信息是以回到起初为基本。
We are studying, examining several topics that are essential, that are foundational to our faith.
我们查考不同的话题，是以我们的信心，什么是我们的信心的根本。
I felt that this was important because if we want to move on to the deeper, the more mature, complicated things of the faith, then we have to know these basic things first.
我觉得这是我们很重要的。一项学习的过程，因为为了要我们走更深，在信心中走更进深的道路的时候，我们需要知道我们信心的根本在哪里。
And so today I thought it would be fitting, as we'll be celebrating this very soon, that it makes sense for me to address the very important topic, the doctrine of baptism.
所以今天我觉得是非常重要的，来跟大家分享受浸的意义到底是什么。
In our passage today, we see an amazing thing taking place.
在今天的经文中，我们看到了一个奇异的景象。
It's the day of Pentecost.
是五旬节。
And earlier in our passage, if you read it, we see the promised Holy Spirit, He comes upon the disciples of Christ in power.
在我们念的经文的前面, 我们看到了, 圣灵降临,
And the Holy Spirit, He's manifesting as what looks like tongues of fire upon the disciples. And He's causing them to speak in various languages.
圣灵降临像火焰一样的降在使徒们的身上, 让他们能够讲别乡, 其他家乡的话。
This, of course, starts a commotion among the people, and this large crowd of people, they start wondering what is going on.
所以这个样的景象让当时的许多的人觉得非常稀奇, 而且在彼此询问到底发生了什么事。
And then a previously cowardly Peter is now filled with the Holy Spirit, and he stands up, and he gives one of the best sermons and one of the best gospel presentations ever.
我们在这里就看到在过去软弱的彼得在这个时候很勇敢的能够站起来对大家传说了一篇最好的福音的信息。
Peter, he explains who Christ is and how he died upon the cross for their sins.
彼得向大家分享到底得救是什么意思, 那主耶稣又为我们在十字架上成就了什么。
And we catch the very end of his message in our passage today.
所以今天在这个段经文讲的是就是他信息的最后一部分。
After this gospel presentation, everyone is convicted and cut to the heart, and they respond, "What must we do?"
所以在大家听完了他的信息以后，这些人就问我们该如何做。
Essentially, the response to this important question is, "What must I do to be saved?"
其实他们问的是。 我们该如何做,我们该如何行才能得救?
Now for the past several weeks in our English ministry, we've been discussing this question, what must I do to be saved?
在过去的几个星期,在英文组我们也在讨论这个问题,我们该如何行才能得救?
It is the most important question any person can ask, what does it mean to be saved?
这是一个非常重要的问题。
And one of the biggest issues in the church, especially here in the United States today, is that we do not know the answer to this essential and basic question.
很可惜的是,在现今的许许多的教会中, 我们其实并不能够真正的能够回答这个问题。
There are so many misconceptions, so many misunderstandings about salvation today.
对救恩有许多的误导, 也有许多的误解。
We believe that salvation might be bowing your head, closing your eyes, raising your hand, walking down an aisle and repeating a prayer.
我们很多人觉得, 救恩就是要低下头,闭起眼睛,举起你的手,走出来。
Especially repeating the well-known prayer known as the sinner's prayer.
特别就是,然后就是重复所谓的一个罪人的祷告。The
sinner's prayer comes in many forms. This is an example of one.
许多罪人的祷告有不同的格式,这是其中的一样。
Well, we pray, Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I open the door of my life. I receive you as my Savior and Lord. Come into my heart. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
一个特别罪人的祷告就是,主耶稣,我知道我是个罪人,感谢你在十字架上为我的罪死,我愿意把我生命的门打开,我愿意接受你成为我的救主,请来到我的心里,感谢你拯救我,奉主耶稣基督的名,阿们。
And what I've been encouraging our English ministry to do is actually we need to study what the Bible has to say on this topic, this most important topic of salvation.
可是我在英文组与大家分享的时候,我要求大家要回到圣经来,来查考到底救恩到底是代表什么的意思。
And when we read and study the Bible, we actually find that Jesus never told people to raise their hands.
当我们在查考圣经的时候,我们发现主耶稣从来没有叫人举起他们的手来。
He never told people to walk down an aisle to the front.
他从来没有叫人走到台前来。
He never told people to ask him to come into their hearts.
他也从来没有叫人要求说迎接他到他们的心里去。
When the apostles asked Jesus, how should we pray? He didn't tell them to do any of these things.
当门徒问主耶稣,求主教他们如何祷告的时候,主耶稣并没有把这些教导给他们。
These things are not found in the Lord's Prayer.
在这些罪人的祷告,其实在主导文中我们是找不到的。
And yet, this is how the modern church, especially in the United States, does evangelism. And this is how we tell people they must be saved.
可是这却是现代许许多多的教会当我们在传福音的时候所用的一个方法。
And now we have generations upon generations of people who believe that they're Christians because they responded to an altar call or repeated this prayer.
可是我们 一代一代的来看，有许许多多人觉得他们是基督徒，因为他们回应了那个呼召，他们也做了这样的祷告。
And we treat this almost like a magical prayer, and you say it at a retreat or a revival or a conference or a Christian camp.
我们对这样的祷告，我们觉得说它可以做奇妙的事情，所以许许多人在 特会在福音营做了这样子的祷告。
And now we have so many people who believe that they're saved, unfortunately, when they are not.
所以有许许多多的人认为他们是得了拯救，可是事实上他们却没有。
Let's look at our passage today. We see a huge crowd of thousands of people.
让我们看到回到今天的经文。我们看到今天的经文中有上千的人在那里。
They're curious, they're interested by the spiritual things that they see around them.
他们先看到了这属灵的事情在他们眼前发生。
And then they ask the question to the disciples, what must we do to be saved?
然后他们问使徒，到底我们该如何行才能得拯救？
But notice what Peter does in our passage.
看到彼得对他们怎么做。
He doesn't tell them to close their eyes.
他没有告诉他们把眼睛闭起来。
He doesn't tell them to slip up your hand.
他没有告诉他们把手举起来。
He doesn't tell them to walk to the front or repeat a prayer.
他没有告诉他们走到他面前来，来重复一个祷告。
Peter doesn't do any of the things that we see most of the churches doing today.
彼得没有告诉他们做一切的事情，就是我们现今所有很多教会所做的事。
What does Peter tell the people that what they need to do to be saved?
彼得告诉他们该如何行才能得拯救呢？
He says the same thing that the prophets in the Old Testament had told God's people to do for generations.
他讲的与在旧约中许许多多的先知告诉神的百姓同样的一件事。
Peter tells them the same thing that John the Baptist called people to do in his ministry.
彼得跟讲的与施洗约翰对那个世代讲的也是同样的一件事。
And Peter tells them to do the same thing that Jesus himself did and what he called people to do in his earthly ministry.
彼得教导他们的与耶稣在世上的事工中所讲的也是同样的一件事。
What must we do to be saved?
我们该如何行才能得拯救？
It is the word repentance.
是悔改。
Repent.
悔改。
Repent and be saved from this wicked and corrupt generation.
悔改能够从这弯曲的世代被拯救出来。
To repent means to turn around.
悔改代表你们要转向。
It means to do a 180 in your life.
要180度的转向。
It means that you were previously living your life in this direction.
就像说你过去是照这个方向来过日子。
You were heading down a particular path in this direction.
你往这个方向行。
But then, in repentance, you recognize who Jesus Christ is.
当你悔改以后，你认识到神。
And then you stop going in this direction, and you turn around, and you now follow Him in the opposite direction.
你停止你过去所走的方向，而你停止转向神，而跟随主。
And you choose Him and His new life for us.
你选择主，有一个新生的样式。
If this turning, this change in direction and lifestyle never takes place, then it is not true repentance.
如果你生活上并没有任何的改变，那就不是真正的悔改。
And more importantly, if this repentance doesn't take place, it is not true salvation.
如果真正的悔改没有发生，那就没有真正的得救。
And one of the main problems today is that we have churches filled with people who think that they're saved, but they have never made the decision to turn away from sin. To turn to live for Jesus Christ.
在现今的教会中有许许多多的人虽然说是基督徒可是他们并没有悔改转向他们过去的生活而悔改愿意追随主所以他们还是没有真正的得救。
I believe that many of these people are like the ones Jesus is speaking to in this passage here.
我相信在这个经文中彼得说的这些说话的对象。
In Matthew 7, verses 21 to 23, Jesus says, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, drive out demons in your name, and do miracles in your name? And then I will announce to them, I never knew you.
在马太福音的第七章。
Seven?
马太福音第七章的二十一节到二十三节，凡称呼我主主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日，必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离我去吧。
Do we know, really know who Christ is? Or do we just think that we do because we raised our hands? Because we repeated a prayer? We go to church most of the time.
我们真正知道认识耶稣吗？还是我们认为我们已经举起了我们的手，我们已经重复了那罪人的祷告，而且我们经常的来教会。
Have we made the decision to the choice to follow Christ, to turn away from our old lives of sin and selfishness?
我们做了做了我们做了决定了吗？是离远离我们过去的生活而愿意追随主。
Each of us must wrestle with this question and answer this question. Have I responded to Jesus' call to repent and to follow him?
我们每一个人都要对这个问题来诚实的来回答，我有没有在神面前悔改而愿意接受主而为主而活。
I would love to speak about this further, but we have to move on.
我本来希望能够再多讲一点，可是我们时间有限。
You can listen to the sermons online.
你可以到网上去听。
We'll be celebrating the sacrament of baptism very soon.
我们马上就要有受浸的典礼。
And I think it's very important that we actually address what is going on here.
我需要来提一下受浸。
Jesus made things very easy for us, and he told us to celebrate two sacraments.
主耶稣对我们说了非常简单的两件事情，是神圣的两件事情。
There's the sacrament of baptism and the sacrament of communion.
一个是受浸，一个是领圣餐。
Just two.
只有两件事。
It shouldn't be too difficult.
应该不是很难。
We should all be able to handle two things in our lives.
我们应该对这两件事，我们可以胜过。
But we've overcomplicated it.
可是我们常常把它复杂了。
And we've confused things so much, and we are not sure about these basic things.
我们往往就混淆了，而且迷惑了，我们不知道该怎么做。
Just like the questions, are you saved if you repeat a prayer but don't repent?
就像可能有人就说，我们就是重复了那个祷告，可是我们并没有真正的悔改。
Are you a Christian if you aren't baptized?
如果你是个基督徒，你需要受浸吗？
If you haven't gotten baptized, but you're pretty sure and you think you're a Christian, can you take communion?
如果你还没有受浸，可是你很确定的知道你是个基督徒，你可以领圣餐吗？
Again, just two sacraments.
只有这两件事情。
There are not too many of them.
并不是很多。
But we're confused and uncertain about these very basic things.
可是我们总往往很疑惑到底该怎么做。
How did Peter respond to the people in Acts chapter 2?
到底彼得在使徒行传的第二章是怎么告诉那些人的？
When they asked what they needed to do to be saved, Peter didn't tell them just to repent and be saved from this corrupt generation.
彼得当那些人问彼得说我们该如何行才能得救，彼得没有告诉他们你只要悔改就行了。
No, he told them to repent and be baptized.
他告诉他们你要悔改然后受洗。
Repentance and baptism, they go hand in hand with each other.
悔改和受浸是一块的。
You really can't have one without the other.
你实在不能够有一没有第二项。
It reminds me of another passage in Acts chapter 8.
在使徒行传的第八章也讲了。
Philip is sharing about Jesus Christ to an Ethiopian man.
腓力与古时的一个太监分享神的话。
He shares the gospel with this man.
他与这个人分享神的话。
And as they're traveling down the road, there was some water.
当他们在走的路上碰到了水。
And the Ethiopian man said, "Hey, here's some water."
这个太监说，哎，这边有水啊。
I want to be baptized.
我要受浸。
And then Philip said, "Okay."
说腓力说可以啊。
So they stopped the chariot. They went down to the water. And Philip baptized him right there. When this man believed and repented, he was immediately baptized. He didn't have to wait until he was in high school and about to graduate and go to college. He didn't have to prove himself first to the church. He made the decision to believe and repent, and then immediately the chariot was stopped and he was baptized in the water right there. It also reminds me of Paul when he shared his testimony with the people of Jerusalem. Paul shared how Jesus appeared as a bright light from heaven, and he called out to him. Paul, he lost his vision for a period of time in that exchange and was led to the city of Damascus. And in Damascus, a disciple named Ananias came and prayed for him.
And then in
Acts 22, this is what Ananias says in his prayer. The God of our fathers has appointed you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear the sound of his voice. For you will be a witness for him to all people of what you have seen and heard. And now, why delay? Get up and be baptized, and wash away your sins by calling on his name.
使徒行传第二十二章的十四节到十六节，我们祖宗的神拣选了你，叫你明白他的旨意，又得见那义者，听他口中所出的声音，因为你要将所看见的、所听见的，对着万人为他做见证。现在你为什么单言呢？起来，求告他的名受洗。
I love that question. And now, why delay?
我很喜爱这个问题，你为什么单言？
Get up and be baptized.
起来，受洗。
Wash away your sins by calling on Jesus' name.
洗去你一切的罪，因为你呼求他的名。
Life can be very complicated, and I very much like to keep things simple.
我们的生活是 蛮复杂的，可是我希望每件事情我都能够保持它一个简单。
As I get older and older, this mind gets simpler and simpler. It's necessary to become simpler.
当我年纪越来越长的时候，我只能很简单的来过生活。
And the simple truth is this.
最简单的、最基本的真理是这样。
A Christian is someone who believes and has repented.
一个基督徒是相信而且有悔改。
A Christian is someone who follows Jesus Christ.
一个基督徒是跟随主耶稣的人。
And a Christian is someone who gets baptized.
一个基督徒是一个受过浸的人。
But is it okay if I believe but don't get baptized?
是不是我可以，我相信，可是我不愿意受洗？
Can I still take communion?
我是不是也还是可以能够领饼杯？
I know it's not always as simple and easy as this. There's always special circumstances or certain factors at play.
我知道在许许多多的事情下，或者是许许多多的环境中，可能这个不是那么容易。
But in general, if we can just keep it simple and do what the Bible tells us to do, to repent and be baptized, then we don't have to worry about all these other things that complicate them.
可是从整体来说，如果我们照着圣经的教导，我们把这个受浸，然后领圣餐放得这样子的简单的时候，我们就不需要，不会有碰到这样的争议。
In our passage today, this huge crowd of people, they ask what they need to do to be saved, but they didn't ask any more questions after that.
在今天的使徒行传第二章的这个经文中，这么多人，他们只有问我们该如何行才能够得拯救，他们没有问其他的问题。Peter
told them to repent and be baptized.
彼得告诉他们悔改。
And then they repented and they got baptized.
然后他们就悔改，他们也接受了洗礼。
And we're told about 3,000 people that day did this.
我们知道在那个时候，差不多有3,000人就做了这样的事。
About 3,000 people accepted Peter's message and were baptized that day.
就在那个时候，三千人他们听了彼得的信息而愿意接受洗礼。
And in this simple mind, I think we should just do what the Bible tells us to do.
让我们能够回到圣经，照着圣经的教导做同样的事情。
We should just do what the early church did because they were the church in the purest form.
我们也照着，我们应该回到起初的教会，因为在那个时候是这么样的单纯的教会。
We should repent and be baptized.
我们应该悔改，然后受洗。
I'll close with this today.
我马上结束。
Honestly, I love baptism.
我真的很喜欢受浸典礼。
There's something so beautiful, so pure, so powerful about baptism.
受浸典礼是这么样的纯纯，这么样的美好，这么样的带有能力。
And I believe this is the case because in the sacrament of baptism itself, there's a beautiful illustration and presentation of the gospel.
因为在这受浸的这过程中间，我们看到了一个救恩的一个美好的图画。
In a few moments, our three sisters will get baptized right here.
马上就三位姐妹就要接受这个洗礼。
And we're going to take you down.
我们要把你放进水里。
And this is what it signifies and what it represents.
这代表了什么？
You come and you stand in the water.
你站在水里。
You're declaring that you're making a decision to stop living your normal previous life.
你宣告你要离开你现今好像看似正常的生活。
And as you stand right there, you are now choosing to repent and to live for Jesus Christ.
你站在那里，你宣告，你悔改，你要从此以后为主而活。
Michael and I, we are going to take you down.
Michael 和我要把你放进水里。
And it represents that you are now dead to your old life. You are dead to your old self.
代表你为你的老我从此以后就死了。
And you are being washed and cleansed by the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
因着主耶稣，你会被洁净，完全的洗净你过去的罪。
And if Michael and I decide to do it, we will take you out of the water.
如果 Michael 跟我决定了，我们再会把你从水里扶起来。
And it represents that you are now being raised to new life.
代表着你有从此以后有一个新样的生活。
And it foreshadows the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ.
也代表着主耶稣复活的主在你的身上。
My sisters, this is what you are declaring today.
姐妹们，今天这就是你的宣告。
And I pray that you will be greatly blessed by this.
我但愿神大大的祝福你。
For those of us who have been baptized, I believe that we need to remember our baptism and thank God for what He has done in our lives.
对我们已经受过洗礼的，我们感谢神，我们也记起我们当初受浸的光景。
And for those of us who have yet to be baptized,
当还有在座的，还有还没有受浸的
，I pray that the beauty of the gospel today will be shown to you, as we all witness what God has done and what He still continues to do every day.
我盼望你能够看见美丽的救恩在你的眼前，也看到神的作为，他的作为从来没有停止。
Let's pray together.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a good and faithful God.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的良善，感谢你的信实。
And you are a God who loves us with an everlasting love.
你是永远的爱我们。
We thank you, of course, for the perfect gift in your Son, Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你赐给我们完美的礼物，就是主耶稣基督。
Because it is through him that our sins are forgiven.
因着他，我们的罪得赦免。
It is through him that we are washed clean through his blood.
因着他的宝血，我们的罪得洁净。
It is through him how we receive new hope and a new life.
因着他，我们看到的新样的盼望和生命。
I pray, O God, that you would continue to teach our church what it means to be saved.
求主继续的教导我们什么叫得救。
That we would walk in and respond to the salvation that you offer to us.
我们会走在你带我们的道路上面。
And especially for those of us who are not quite sure if we are saved, that you will speak to us and make it so clear.
在我们的当中还有不清楚认识你的，请你把你的旨意彰显出来。
And I pray that you would help us to repent and to be baptized.
让我们能够悔改，能够愿意接受你的洗礼。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. I'm going to dismiss our sisters. Why don't you all go and get changed on up?